Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 26th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Happy Saturday to you and happy spring break for any kids and teachers that are listening. I hope you guys have a wonderful start to your week off. We're picking up in Exodus chapter 10, verses 1 through 20. This is the plague of the locust. And then we'll read Psalm 94 and John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Beginning with Exodus chapter 10. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the hearts of his officials so that I may perform these signs of mine among them, that you may tell your children and grandchildren how I dealt harshly with the Egyptians and how I performed my signs among them, and that you may know that I am the Lord." So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, "This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says, 'How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go, I will bring locusts into your country tomorrow. They will cover the face of the ground so that it cannot be seen. They will devour what little you have left after the hail, including every tree that is growing in your fields. They will fill your houses and those of all your officials and all the Egyptians, something neither your parents nor your ancestors have ever seen from the day they settled into this land till now.' Then Moses turned and left Pharaoh. Pharaoh's officials said to him, 'How long will this man be a snare to us? Let the people go so that they may worship the Lord their God. Do you not yet realize that Egypt is ruined?' Then Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh. 'Go, worship the Lord your God,' he said, 'but tell me who will be going.' Moses answered, 'We will go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, and with our flocks and herds, because we are to celebrate a festival to the Lord.' Pharaoh said, 'The Lord be with you. If I let you go along with your women and children, clearly you have a bent on evil. No, have only the men go and worship the Lord, since that's what you've been asking for.' Then Moses and Aaron were driven out of Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand over Egypt, so that locusts swarm over the land and devour everything growing in the fields, everything left by the hail.' So Moses stretched out his staff over Egypt, and the Lord made an east wind blow across the land all that day and all that night. By morning, the wind had brought the locusts. They invaded all Egypt and settled down in every area of the country in great numbers. Never before had there been such a plague of locusts, nor will there ever be again. They covered all the ground until it was black. They devoured all that was left after the hail, everything growing in the fields and the fruit on the trees. Nothing green remained on plant or tree in all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh quickly summoned Moses and Aaron and said, 'I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now forgive my sin once more and pray to the Lord your God to take this deadly plague away from me.' Moses then left Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord. And the Lord changed the wind to a very strong west wind, which caught up the locust and carried them into the Red Sea. Not a locust was left anywhere in Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let the Israelites go." And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are in Psalm 94, and I thought it was so interesting that we just read about Pharaoh hardening his heart and how God is continuing to judge them. And here in this psalm, the first line says, "The Lord is the God who avenges, and God is the judge of the earth." So I thought that was a neat correlation to see the judgment of Pharaoh in terms of this psalm. The Lord is a God who avenges. O God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long, Lord, will the wicked? How long will the wicked be jubilant? They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, Lord. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widow and the foreigner. They murder the fatherless. They say, "The Lord does not see. The God of Jacob takes no notice." Take notice, you senseless ones among the people. You fools, when will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches mankind lack knowledge? The Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the one you discipline, Lord, the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble, till a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, "My foot is slipping," your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, a throne that brings on misery by its decrees? The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. And now let's turn over to the book of John. Today we're in John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. This is a wonderful passage about Jesus appearing to Mary Magdalene. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I just want to pray for us as we end the podcast. Remember, we're on letter G, so think of the people in your fellowship whose names start with G and be praying for them throughout the day. As I look at the list of names and titles and attributes of God, there are tons of G's. So I'm just going to pray a prayer that lists several of these as we close today. Will you pray with me? God, you are generous. You are gentle and kind. You are the giver of every good gift. You are the glorious Lord, the God of all comfort and of all grace and of all glory and the God of hope. You are the God who sees. You are the good shepherd. You are the great high priest. And you are our guide. And we pray, Lord, for those in our midst whose names start with G. And we just ask, Lord, that you would be all of these things to each of them. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to be together, be it virtually. And we love you, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.